We're going to finish in Peites, Mishabura, Sivkatan Aleph. So, we spoke about this idea if a person has an access into the Mavi plus another direction. So, if we can sort of define his primary usage is outside of the Mavi, the fact that he's not going to be Mishtatev is not problematic, and that can be relevant by a Jew not being Mishtatev, or can be relevant by a Goy that you'd have to do Schiris. If we can define a way his primary usage into a different direction, so we're going to say that it works even if it's not a door, it's a chaloyin. It's going to work. It's a chaloyin. But kolshken imu pesach gomer. Obviously, kolshken it would be an actual door. And so he has this beaker karfeif. He doesn't ask on the bnei mavoi. Even if he actually uses the mavoi for certain things, but the ma'aseh, the idea of having this own private exit, which he can do things with, is preferable to him. That's his primary usage. See, he would bring in animals through the mavi into the doorway, which opens out into the mavi. We deal with him as if he's not rogel to use the mavi. So we had this idea before. The example which we had was actually not in the context of a mavui, but it was a chotzer which opens into two mavuis. Pesachechud enu rogo lotzes v'lovi derech by the mavui. In one direction, he doesn't go regularly. Enu roi salos mavui. So then, even though he has an access to the mavui, since he's not rogo to use it, he doesn't ask. So we're going to judge this as the same. But if the area, which is the beaker of the karfev, is only but sasayim, so then it's too small, but then we cannot argue that he prefers that. So therefore, even though it wasn't only a case of a chalom, but an actual doorway opening into that area, since the area is not that large, it does not become his preferred direction.
The chotzer actually looked at what he actually preferred, though, right? Here we're saying even though he actually uses the
Mavi
entrance, we ignore that.
Right. That's correct. So we're like the politicians. They tell us what we prefer. Right. Even though we don't really prefer it. Okay. Gamin mispalta yedezeba pesach sheba Mavi. Va'isab b'nei Mavi. Shirogu yosef pesach shehu letzad Mavi. Now, if he practically actually, if we see that he actually is using the other door more than the mavui, so well, that's fine. But in a case where he's actually using it, the mavui more, so then if it's a large area, we say even though he's using it, that's for practical reasons, but be'etzem, his preference is the other one. And if it's smaller, we don't say that. And we look at the fact that he's actually using the mavui regularly. Okay, now, when it's by a Jew, so it ends up being a little bit different, because if it's the karfiv is more than Beis Hasayim, it's also because he can't use it. It has a limited amount of usage. You can't, it gets it in like a caramel, even though it's enclosed, that you cannot carry more than Dalet Amos. But the Mavi is really usable. You can carry things throughout the Mavi. So he would much more prefer to be part of the Mavi. But if the enclosure is Beis Hasayim or less, which it's mutadim metaltal, kimish mutadim metaltal b'soicha nicha le bei tvei. So then we say, Adarabba, that's the Jew's preferences over there, is to use that. Now, the Shartzian points out in Dalit, even though it's also in Shabbos, he moitzi from the bayis to the karfev, because it wasn't a karfeif which is hooked up the dira. Seemingly a lot of carry in its area, but we do look at the karfeif as being separate from the bayis. Even so, but during the week he still prefers this direction because it's a very, so it comes out the Shabbos usage issue plays a role to some extent, but not totally. So, since you can carry things within this area on Shabbos, even though you cannot carry to there from Shabbos, it still plays out in comparison to the Mavoi, they're equal, and then there's the Maila of this being a private area. Whereas, even though, but if you cannot even carry in the Karpiv at all, except Dalai Lama's, so then that's not going to be true. Okay. Now, we're saying by the Goy, that's too small of an area to use. So why do we argue more than Beis HaSayim? You're not allowed to carry, so he doesn't like that. Less than Beis HaSayim is too small to use anyway. So there's no aggressive glick. So we should go back to the Mavi being his preference. Like we said by the Goy, that less than by Beis HaSayim or less, he doesn't like it. The Gabi is on Nafish, though, Beshab is like Sos, Masos, Yisarin. The Sagi Behochi, Nafish, Avira, Mimavi. So the Maaser, you're not carrying very large amounts on Shabbos. You're not the amount that the Jew would need on Shabbos to use the karf of a Beis HaSayim is daiva hoiser. It's definitely sufficient. And then again, it gives you more space or usage than the mavui, so you prefer that. That's fine. Then he brought that the Tokov Ladira, more than Beis HaSayim, it doesn't answer because it's Roiloi. So now you're allowed to carry there because it's Tokov Ladira. So you prefer that over the Mavi. So he doesn't answer the Mavi. Then the Yesh Misharma says, Ad Rabbi, if it's Tokov Ladira, it Beis HaSayim is Asr. Because once it's Hukav Ladira, you don't look at it as an open, wide open space. And Mamela, it doesn't have a preference over the Mavi. Yesh Mishoimer, who does the Toysis Levat. Sir Lahu, the Mukav Ladira, Gorat Tvei, Kimin Shein Boy Avra Kolkach. But once you make it Mukav Ladira, you end up usually using it, so you end up with having, even though it's a larger area, it's less available space. Hodogah Philippe Sassayim, Avra Gabzalidu, Besassayim, Gorat Tvei, Shein Boy Avra Kolkach. It's the language of Philip Sassayim, which according to Tosis, smaller makes it worse. But we're saying, compared to the first sheet, the Shalai Hukum Adira Beis HaSayim, Adiv Tfei Min Yosem Beis HaSayim. Kamar Adir Shukum Adira, Oysa Philip Beis HaSayim, Udin Yosem Beis HaSayim. So both are us. Okay.
It's also for him to use
the Malavoy. He would. He would oyster on the other, he would be considered part of the Mavui, and he would oyster on the people in the Mavui. Okay. Simon Shin Sadi. So Shin Sadi is up. We make it a simon with two sifa. Okay. So, Mavui should see the Echad any Yehudi, see the Echad Yisrael. So there's only one chotzer opening into the Mavui. And that chotzer is Shay Yisrael. And on the other side, there's a goy. Ubayis Shay Yisrael Acher Etzloi Pesuch Rishus Rabin below the Mavi. But next to the Mishmur is going to say it means not actually a bayis, it means a chotzer. There's another chotzer of Jewish people. So the Tzidach Yisrael was that there was a chotzer with multiple dwellings, but only one chotzer in the Mavi, the two chotzers in the Mavi, one Jewish one and one non-Jewish one. On the Jewish side, there was another chotzer which opened directly into the Rishus HaRabim, and not into the Mavi. But v'chaloin beinor levein Yisrael hador b'mavi. But there was an open space between the two chotzers. Between the chotzer, which opens only into the Mavi, and the chotzer, which opens only into the Rishus HaRabim. There's an access between the two. So, Enu Yochel Arv Derech Chalon Shebeneihem, L'Hotzikel of the Mavi Derech Beis Yisrael Shcheinu HaPasuach LaMavi. So the Eruv, we can make a Eruv between two chotzeres, based on the Chalon, it's large enough. So you're allowed to carry kalim from one chotzer to the other. But now, to that extent, you're allowed to carry kalim from the, as we call it, the outer chotzer, the one which only opens the Rishus HaRabim, You want to carry kalim from that chotzer, from the bottom of that chotzer, into the chotzer, through the chaloyin, into the next chotzer, through that, into the mavi, and out the rishos, and outwards. Okay, so that you can't do. Alum yesh pezah b'neim mutter, yesh b'shoyzer ap pezah pasua b'neim. But you have a doorway, so that makes it, it's a much more of a connection. So if the two of them are arif together, so it comes out that this chotzer is more of another chotzer, and they have now, as it were, they're all dwelling together, and they have an access point into the mavi, so they can then use the mavi.
What people of the chotzer next to the Rishus?
What? Now the question
people
is.
The chotzer next to the Rishus Arabi.
Correct.
Use the mavi.
So what does the goy have to do with anything? Right. So what's irrelevant? This over here is where, even though these two people are now sharing through the Pesach, etc., the Maisa, the. That one chotzer is living in the mavi together with goyim, and we want to discourage that. So by saying that the we're not going to be able to use the mavi. One second, am I saying this right? We're not going to be able to use the mavi. The people who live in the Mavui are not comfortable living only with the Goy. The more you make the other Chatzar use the Mavui, the more these people will feel safe and stay in the Mavui with the Goyim, but the Maisa, they are not really together with the other Yisraelim. They're really distinct, and therefore we're concerned that they'll get involved with the Goyim and learn from the Goyim. So by allowing the other chotzer to get access to the mavui, we're encouraging something which we don't want to encourage. So we're not going to allow, we're going to limit the access of the outer mavui to the chotzer, to the outer, I said wrong, the outer chotzer. We're going to limit the access from the outer chotzer to the mavui. Okay. Mr. Burr, see Rachel Yisrael, Marishain Khan Ella Khatzer Echad Shay Yisrael Basuk Lamov. So there was one Khatzer of Yisrael opening into the Mavi. Ubaisha Yisalakar Matsalemer Khatzer. The second Khatzer was opened straight through Sister Rabin, below the Mavi, the Ilo Hoyagam Khatzer Shani Pasuk Lamovi. Can Hare Yeshkan Shtekhatar Yisrael and Sikhim Liskar Mavi Minakum Lashatipa? They're not. See if both of them would open into the mavui. So you would do skiris from the goy, you would do shita between the two chaseris, and you would carry in the mavui. But this is not opening into the this one is not opening into the mavui. It's only opening into the straight through shusarab. But there's a chaloyin between. So you cannot be ma'arv derecha chaloyin ratzalomer shiarva al smach sheyesh chaloyin pesuch b'neim. We're not going to allow an era between the two chatzeres based on the chalon, even though we had before that we would normally allow that. We're not going to allow it over here because it's going to create a result which the chalon did not want to create. L'hoizikel of the mavi. V'alva gab the ein kan elachad Yisrael shech chatzer pesuach l'mavi. Kabaka ba'osu chachavim l'zeh l'talto derech chatzer sheyichaber afil ayinei eruv. Even if you'd only have one Jew living in that other chotzer, so he's not really like a, and the two of them are being ma'arif together. We're not going to allow the people from the outer chotzer to carry through the inner chotzer, even like an erev. Why? K'shal yismach ha'yisrael alav, sheyotze v'niknus kan. Because if that's what happened, then the Jew who lives in the inner chotzer, singly by himself, with the goy also sharing in the mavui, he's going to feel safe because there's other people going through, so he'll stay there. He will stay to live here singularly, such a word, singularly by himself with the goy. So we say we're not going to allow this eruv to work, even though normally it really should work. But if he has an actual door, it's going to be mutter. So the problem is not due to the Erev. The fact that there's a doorway, which means there's going to be access between the two, generates this sense of security, which allows the Jew to contemplate staying, which we would like to discourage because of the ruchnius aspect. Because of the doorway, so it's common for him to come through there, and therefore we're afraid. So the Erev, there's no reason why the Erev is not creating the problem. It's not solving the problem, not creating the problem. The problem is there, so there's no reason to not allow the Erev. We're talking about the Mavi, obviously, has been corrected for the purpose of caring with the enclosure of the Lechi or Kara, etc. He's sending it back over there. We have to look at that. It would be relevant. Okay, so there was the Thank you. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sefer test. I'm not Sefer Katan test.
It's the same exact case, just paper.
So they have to do Iskiris. The Mikrish time and Malkin Malkin Lesser. Maisa brings over here Yesh Mishra Madafi and Pesach Pasuk by name is Osir. And Yesh Achro today is Okay. So I guess that applies over here also. Like the Mechaber says, and Mr. Brewer should then argue that said Beis, Mabu should see the echad any Yehudi, see the echad Yisrael. Vaychalonis Psuchis Mechatzera Lechotisha Yisrael. So you had a goy on one side, and you had multiple chatzeras of Yisrael on the other side. And there was a chaloyin between the chatzeres. Chaloyin nois. Psuchas mechatzeres lechatzer shal Yisrael. Ve'ever kulam derech ha-chaloyinis. So normally we said that creates, in that situation, if all of the chatzeres would be ma'arav together, Derech the Chaloinus, they get a heter in the Mavi also. Over here, they don't get a heter in the Mavi because they still need Schiris. But the Chiddush is, the lack of Schiris doesn't prohibit that the Eruv that they did between the Chatzeris to work. They can carry from one Chatzir to the next through the wall, opening in the walls. They can't go through their front doors of their chateres out into the mavi. They still have to rent from the goy. Okay, so the goy is on one side of the mavi. Vitzirach, you see on the other side is multiple chateres of Jews. Chatzreim, psuchim mavi, and all the chateres are psuchim to the mavi. There are there chachalonis, koshkinim, hoi psuchim, and the mahani hoeruv. And if there was a door in between, that obviously would work. Excuse me. Right. But so even though they're allowed to carry the from one chatzah to the next through the chaloinos between the chateres, to go out the front doors, derech psuchim, psuchim l'mavi, to go out the front doors, which are psuchim to the mavi, so that's not going to be mutter, ashi yiskrimin and yehudi. Dein erev moyel l'soysim k'yachim b'mokam ha'akum, k'risa le'el simen shin pebez sivchov. We don't argue, well, once they become one big unit, so it's like one big house, b'makom ha'akum, doesn't need an Eruv. So that far, we don't take the concept of Eruv. Okay, Simen Shin Sadi Aleph. Din b'tel Rishus Lois and Sheshachu La'arif. Now we're moving away from Schiris into Bittel, or back to Bittel.
I don't see the reference to Shimpei Beis here.
I'm sorry?
The reference that Shimpei Beis has to Shimpei Beis. I don't see what he's referring to. You'd think it would be the same thing, but the Sarah's doesn't seem to be there.
Well, he's saying that the Erev doesn't make him into one Yachid B'makim Akum, right, which would be matter they don't need Schiris, because one house with even with one dweller, one house doesn't need Schiris. Multiple dwellers in one house also does not need one Schiris. Even though the sore is over there, maybe you should need it. But the mice, since it's one house, they weren't mechayev. Eruv doesn't make it one house, and that's really what Sifchav says, right?
Shinpei Bei Sifchav.
Chav.
Oh, I have a different kind of Sif Zion. Okay.
You don't have Sifchav? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have an older edition.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sifchav. Yeah.
Okay.
Chav. Yeah. Okay, k'chol mishutei bittul l'misha shochar b'la erev b'chatzera. The same way that there's a din of bittul to other members of the chatzer, from one member forgot to be ma'arev, and he came in vata to the other members of the chatzer, so can't help a mavoi. we're going to do the same idea to a Mavi. The members of one chotzer can be mevatel to the rest of the members of the Mavi. Shimshocha chotzer achas, lonishtatva. So you had five chotzeris, and only four of them contributed to the shituf, and the fifth chotzer forgot to contribute. So mevatelis reshusa, that fifth chotzer can be mevatel reshusa shar b'nei Mavi, and now there's only they took away the rishus, so the remaining four chetzeres, which have rishus, all were marv together, so they can carry now in the mavi. Or heim lo, or the other way around, the four came of atel to the one. Al b'shehim rabim even though they're the rabim. Shebnei chotzer gabi mavi chashuvim ki yachid b'chotzer. The same way one person in the chotzer, everybody in the chotzer can be mevatel to him, or he can be mevatel to everybody else. He's the one person in the chotzer. One chotzer and a mavi is the same, is a parallel din. Chol mishutei Yisrael b'chotzer, imenu Yehudi kena b'mavi, or b'ir. And similarly, regards to a goy, so it plays out, a chotzer vis-a-vis a goy is like a bias. A chotzer vis-a-vis a mavi with a goy is like a bias vis-a-vis a chotzer with a goy. Keda mavi over here. Shein isha the talta b'mavi over here. Hamakevus choyma. Ashiuch techetzerish abate Yisrael b'ir. So the same way one bias of a Jew doesn't aser in a chotzer together with a goyim. One chotzer of Jews doesn't aser in a mavi together with goyim. I feel even though there are multiple Jews living there in this chotzer, it's a very large chotzer which has multiple Jews homes living in it. So you should argue that the time of takana should apply, that these bnei chotzer feel comfortable living with the goyim because they're not a single person. So they're going to stay here and learn from the goy, learn from myself. So you should need skiris. You don't need multiple chetzeres to do that, as we should argue. We don't say that. We say the ma'aseh chazal set it up is a parallel between the two of them. And the same way by a yachid and a bias, vis-a-vis the chetzer, but there is a real chashash of we're not. We don't require skiris because the Jew is afraid to live there because he's all by himself. So the case of the one mavi, the one chotzer amongst the many, many chetzeris, which is only Jews, and that's the only one which has Jews in it, we gave it a din as if it's just a bias. Okay.
So
one bias of a Jew with a bias of a goy does not need skiris. So the whole city is enclosed, the dira, and therefore it's like a one big mavoi, and there are multiple chatzeris. There's only one chatzer, which is a Jewish chatzer. The majority of cities which have walls, the way the walls were built, they were built after the dwellings were there, so it's called Mukav Adir. But Mistam Mipsurim Einam Mukav Adir. If you have like a fort, so first you build the enclosure, and then you put the dwelling places inside. The primary point is the enclosure, so over there it's not Mukav Adir. That's Minastam. Now, if there are two chateres about the Yisrael, so then already, so we second to before the look at Shin Tzadi Aleph, who do you have to, now that we have to rent, so we have to rent from each goy, really. But we'll say, you know what, we'll allow each chotzer of a goy functions like one chotzer. So we're allowed to rent from that, not every single goy, but from that one chotzer. But you don't allow the sarir to replace that.
Rent from one more?
You have to rent from each set of goyim separately. You can't, the sarir doesn't represent them. I'm skipping the room off for now. He doesn't own the homes, and he doesn't have a right to quarter people there during the time of war. So then, you can't rent from him. You have to rent from each unit of people separately. So he has much more authority. He does have a certain amount of rights in their homes. He can quarter things there against their will. He can store things there against their will. And therefore, you can rent from the sarir in that situation. Okay, it's all here. There's no shir tomorrow night. I have a chasna. So we'll pick up Thursday night. More. That's confusing. Let me close it.